It is. Well, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
And an early of the week Monday morning installment of
Not necessarily the news.
Where, I don't know about you, but we're going to miss Mike Tirico just as much as everybody else in the world. He's so soothing.
Mm-hmm. Let's start right out.
Hey, but we do have Kevin Lundquist.
We do. And tonight's lead story, well, those Olympic Games, as we were talking about, Team USA, big weekend. We won six, and that helped with the overall medal count, push us behind Norway to
number two.
Yeah. It winds up, Italy fell in the late going, but Norway, 41 medals, 18 of those gold, 33 for the U.S., 12 gold, a lot of silver, 12 silver as well. We led in silver. Mm. We saw those prices, the market prices.
I was going to say, are there big futures over there?
We're good investors.
Okay.
20 overall for the Netherlands, who came up big in the end. And they ended up, pardon me, that is not correct. They were doing by gold. Italia, still third. Mm. Those country. They had the biggest Olympics they'd ever had, period.
Grazie.
Summer included, yeah. 30 overall, 10 of those. And then Germany and Japan wrap up your top five. The Netherlands, ultimately, they have 10 golds, but 20 medals total. So maybe, you know, there's always next year.
I mean, they're the size of Rhode Island, for crying out loud. That's phenomenal.
The big ones were over the weekend. Kaylee Humphries, Jasmine Jones won bronze in the two women bobsled. So you got the four, you got the two, and then you got the mono bob. Not to be confused with the luge or the skeleton. We learned all that, but we'll forget it again.
But as long as you know all the rules to curling, you're square.
But it was the U.S. hockey team. The women showed the way, and they ended up winning gold in overtime, 2-1. And then yesterday, for the first time in 46 years.
Now Jack Hughes pokes it around the car. United States with numbers. Rock across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States. For the first time since the 1980 miracle, the United States takes the gold.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was really great. And then we had to go to church because it was a really early puck drop yesterday morning.
Oh, that's right. It was really early.
And then in the locker room, they were celebrating with the big dogs.
I'm going to say a bunch of names. And I'm
yeah.
The statue
of Why not?
USA!
So that's
USA!
Awesome.
USA!
Speed skater Jordan Stoltz was the only American to win three medals, two of those being gold, and then seven other U.S. athletes won two apiece. And our best sport this time was freestyle skiing. We had eight medals total in that.
Freestyling, yo.
Mm-hmm. And we also dominated. Now, American women beat the men again. Female athletes won 17 medals, including six golds. Men managed 12 and four golds. So there you go. Other four medals came in mixed events. And when it comes to betting on it, I don't mean wagering. I mean NBC's big bet, $7.75 billion to air the Olympics, I think through 2032, paid off. The most watched Winter Games in 12 years. In fact, it was up over 94% over the 2022 Beijing Games.
Was it the double touching?
It was so much double touching. So thank you, curling. The Winter Games are over. And we can all going back to canceling Peacock again on their subscription plans.
Oh, so Travis Kelce isn't just Taylor Swift's fiance and plays the football as well. Uh-uh. He is a part-time restaurateur with his co-worker, Patrick Mahomes. They've got a steakhouse called 1587 Prime, which is just a little too close to another company's name. 1587 Sneakers. You can see it's very easy to get confused.
I would eat a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Rare, please.
The shoe company filing a trademark infringement lawsuit, and they hope to solve this amicably. Meanwhile, I don't know if you knew this, but he likes to weekend in glamorous North Richland Hills.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Here it's lovely this time of year.
Patrick and his wife and the whole family, their little girl Sterling was turning 5 years old. So they celebrated at the Peppa Pig Park. As you do. They took over the whole thing.
They can have it. Well, we're going under.
George.
You may have seen, and turns out it's true. We have a massive Topo Chico water shortage in the United States. Yeah. So Coke, which owns Topo Chico, the mineral water. There's obviously stuff going on in Mexico, but believe it or not, that has nothing to do with this. They're making upgrades to fix the water source that they use in Mexico to subsequently make Topo Chico. And they said that's going to take a little bit. So they've got construction cones up and stuff like that. And it's going to take a little while, like most construction around the area, also down there. So they say Coke says Topo Chico should be back in full supply by July. But we'll be thirsty before then. So I guess crazy water it is.
Miranda Lambert, a very happy girl. She was inaugurated into the Texas Songwriters Hall of Fame over the weekend with the late Keith Gaddis, Don Cook, and some guy by the name of George Strait. Says she'll never forget the night as long as she lives, and being inducted along with that trio is, quote, the biggest honor she could ever dream of. Says her heart is full and sent out a whole lot of love to the Lone Star State.
We'll have more on this coming up at 7 o'clock. But geopolitical news. Yeah, Mexico is pretty much in chaos right now. Airlines certainly being affected. All of that. We got the deets on that top of the hour coming up on the way. Elsewhere, as the searching continues through the homes of the prince formerly known as Andrew. Or Andrew formerly known as Prince.
Yeah,
one of those
a lot
two.
Of layers.
First royal to be nabbed and arrested in 400 years. The UK is considering, and the royal family, cutting Prince Andrew from a line of succession.
You think?
Just now getting to it, huh? Okay.
Put him in charge.
He's still technically in it. Meanwhile, Trump on Friday, after the Supreme Court said no to your tariffs, he says he's going to raise global tariffs to about 15%. We have the State of the Union address, of course, tomorrow night. And you can bet on it. Wagering on many sites on the 2026 State of the Union address has generated significant online activity to millions of prop bets going on, such as who will show up, how many times Trump will say China, and Biden. Also, the words fake news and whether or not very low odds on whether or not he mentions anything having to do with the Epstein files. So feel free to throw your money away on our State of the Union address tomorrow night. The Donald on tomorrow at 7:47.
MAGA!
So it wasn't just National Margarita Day over the weekend. Something that all of us will eventually celebrate, whether we want to or not. It is now skunk mating season.
Yay.
We all know what this means. It's just an aroma throughout the entire area.
Yeah.
By the way, those males are willing to work for these dates. They're on the move, up to 2 miles a night, while the gals, they're chilling somewhere comfy, probably under your deck or in a nice crawl space.
There you go. Or that one cat that accidentally walked by the fence that was being painted, and now she is being pursued by, may have been a documentary,
easy.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Scusi.
Yeah. Just don't worry, it's only through next month, and then the babies will be here.
And then we'll get Topo Chico back. TV tonight, you've got the Hollywood Week on American Idol. You've got also the 29th season premiere of The Voice. And our girl Kelly Clarkson will be on there. And finally, Steve Perry said he has officially turned down an invitation to perform with Journey on their farewell tour. So ladies and gentlemen, we've officially reached that point where, yes, it is time to stop believing.
Dang it. 92.1.